Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Derek, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we talked last night, remember?
I do. So, welcome to Optimize My Life, the Friday edition. Where we have the guest host, had the privilege of the guest host on, Captain Len Kane, and he talks about the Golden Rule Society and the kindness campaign, among many other things. He is a 5-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee and a humanitarian award recipient, among other things. He is not on yet today. That I'm aware of. And I am just having issues thinking straight today. So on Fridays, we talk about hope and talk about how the kindness campaign and other things like the kindness club and how we can help others. And what you can do to help others, to help others. And Derek, we've been talking about embarking on a new avenue and how you can help others. Would you care to talk about that?
Well, yeah, I want to be an advocate. I want to be an advocate, Mary.
You want to be an advocate, which means you want to tell your story and talk about what you went through to give others hope that are in similar situations that you're in.
Yeah.
Which is great. Do you want to talk a little bit about yourself?
I don't know what to say.
All right. How about this, Derek? So I'm going to ask you some questions and just give me your honest answer.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
You want to talk about your story. So what?
Yeah.
About you makes you unique.
I got autism.
Now, how does autism affect you?
Can I learn things in a slower way?
Now, with your autism and learning things differently, how... was that a struggle for you?
Yeah.
In what ways was that a struggle?
Sometimes it is. I don't know which way. I don't know which way.
Life got hard for you. But,
right.
You know, you had challenges. You had things that were hard for you to do in school or, you know, making friends, was that hard for you?
Yeah.
But during all this, did it let you? Did it stop you?
No.
I know we were talking the other day, and you said you just made a new friend.
Yeah, his name is Blake. He's a first responder. I met him here at the Y.
And how did you meet him at the Y?
At the Y, he helped me. We did a workout together. We worked out together.
So were you just talking about working out, or?
I asked him to help me with my workout.
And then what happened?
He helped me in my workout. We just started talking together. I was trying to build a friendship with him.
Not only were you trying to build a friendship, but you were also building that friendship.
Building a friendship.
Right. But you not only tried to do it, but you succeeded in it.
I succeeded, yeah. Making friends is important, right?
It is.
It is.
Friends give you a support system or someone you can talk to, like you and me are friends.
Yep. Yep.
So,
why? Because it's 2:00. I need to get my workout done. Because it's 2:00.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to drop off.
All right. You have a good day, Derek. See, this is how we start talking about you and what your story is and the steps, the small steps to becoming an advocate.
Yeah. I will call you sometime this evening. We can talk about it, okay?
Nope. Let's do that tomorrow, okay?
Let's do that tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to run to the store when my husband gets home.
Okay. Okay.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Collection and the Golden Rule Society is all about. It is about helping people empower themselves so that they can empower others. Now, Derek doesn't let his struggles and his problems weigh him down. He wants to become more. And I have 2 children that are autistic, one that is severe and was nonverbal, and the other one who's got a mild case of it but has a lot of anxiety and a lot of other issues because of it. And people seeing him and seeing what he can do helps a lot and gives the kids who are struggling right now a hope and not letting what their problems, their issues, what they're struggling with, stop them from becoming more. And that is what the kindness campaign is completely about. You know, doing random acts of kindness for somebody as simple as opening the door or saying hi to self-awareness and being able to stand up for yourself and being kind to yourself, which is the ultimate act of kindness, because when you're happy with who you are, standing up for others so much easier. You know, with kindness, the goal is to be able to create and provide emotional help and programs for children and adults to be able to talk about problems that they're facing and talk about the issues that they're going through at the moment. And the hardest kids that have to deal with and struggle with kindness in a society. Hello?
Hi, Mary. Is that you, my dear?
It is. How are you?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, Len Kane here. I didn't know.
Oh, we lost Len Kane. He'll be back in a moment. And he can, we'll continue on talking about the kindness campaign and what we're doing with that. But a cause that's near and dear to my heart is autism children. And they're the ones that struggle the most with kindness. Hello. You know, the biggest struggles that we're having and that I know, for instance, my children face on a regular basis is people talking at them, but not to them, talking through them. And people look at these children because they have a label as being different or dumb, even though they're very smart. We have a guest on, area code 954. Would you like to say hi?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've called in to listen in for the first time, and I see you're having a little technical difficulty, so I'm being patient.
We're having a little bit of issues, yes. Len Kane called on and his call dropped off. I'm hoping he gets it fixed and calls back in. On Fridays, we talk about the Kindness Club, the Kindness Campaign. We talk about the Golden Rule Society, which was all sponsored by Captain Len Kane. Normally, the president of the Hope Collection hosts it, but he's not on today for some reason. And so I do the Wednesday show, and I'm taking it over for today. And today we're talking a lot about kindness, especially with the holiday season, and about how kids, especially special needs kids, are kind of left out of the loop when it comes to kindness. And
yes, they're often treated poorly. I agree with that.
And, you know, they're treated like stuffed animals that just, or statues that are just there. And it's something that's near and dear to my heart because both my kids are autistic. And I work very hard to fight the narrative. And, you know, my daughter actually helped build a program called the Kindness Club that Len King co-sponsored. And it's a program for schools and churches, Sunday school programs and churches, to teach self-awareness and being good with yourself and help stop bullying in school. Because once you're happy with yourself, you're more than likely to stop picking on others, but also being able to stand up for those that are getting bullied.
Yes, you know, it's I've heard quite a bit about the bullying situation and actually been involved in a couple of programs identifying the bullying situation. And one thing seems to fall through. People who are bullied tend to bully others. People who are hurting hurt other people. So we have to recognize that while it's a disaster for those who are the victim, those people who are perpetrating are probably a victim themselves.
Right. And that's where we're hoping with the Kindness Club and teaching self-awareness and teaching just because you're different, that's okay. Or talk about what is bothering you, is it, what's going on in your home life or what's going on at school. What's going on that's setting you off and what's causing your frustrations and teaching them it's okay. You know, the biggest thing that I talk about, especially on the radio, on the Wednesday show that I do, is about emotions and how we teach our children at a very young age to bury the emotions, you know. And a lot of people are like, oh, no, we don't. You know, it's okay. And I go, really? When your baby starts crying, what do? You quiet them. Your kids fall and get hurt when they're little. You tell them to stop crying. It's okay. You're going to make it better. And we're all guilty of it. I've done it, too.
Of course.
But teaching them, you know, it's okay to be mad. It's okay to be sad. But you have to do it in a healthy, productive manner. And learn why that thing made you mad or why this is making you sad or what's going on so that you can deal with those emotions.
Right. I absolutely agree. You know, scripturally it says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, so you do unto me. Unfortunately, not enough people take that to heart and realize it has to do with them as well.
Exactly.
So I called in to say hello to Captain Len Kane, and instead I got a delightful lady who's doing a wonderful job, and I thank you for that. But I did call in to say hello to Captain Len Kane because I had the good fortune of having him as a guest on my podcast this week, and I told him I would return the situation and call in. And I've missed him, so I will try again hopefully later in the show.
Yes. I am going to give him a call and see if he's got his issues fixed.
Okay.
Oh, he's right here. Hi, Len.
Well, good afternoon, my dear. How goes it?
It's doing great. You have a guest that came in just to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Who's that on board, my friend?
It's an errant speaker who lives in Florida who decided he needs the wisdom of a man like Captain Len Kane.
Well, Carl, God bless you on board. I just I understood that the show this morning, I was told that by Mr. Ron Clayton, who's head of the Hope Collection, that the show was going to be canceled. I said, oh, okay, fine. And then I tried to touch base with Mary Stanley, who's hosting, evidently.
And doing a wonderful job.
Well, I'm sure she is, but she's a wonderful lady. And I tried to call her today at home, and then I realized that she might be on the show, and here we are. And, Carl, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It certainly was here on the West Coast. And
see, Ron forgot his goal through the chain of command and let me know, the person who schedules the show, that we canceled the show for today.
Yeah. Well, you might give him a call and let him know that he's busy around and about, and that's the way it goes. I'm just a guest speaker, but I'm glad I caught up with you nice people after a wonderful Thanksgiving. So anyway.
Thank you. Len, we were just talking about the unfairness of children being bullied in society and how very often it's the people who are bullying who have been bullied themselves and have their own scars that they carry. That doesn't excuse them, but we have to realize it's a bigger picture than we may think.
Absolutely. I mean, the traditions carry on, and people do remember those things, and that's what we're our Golden Rule Society charity. And the Golden Rule Society, the kindness clubs, which Mary has established in Minnesota, I should say. But I wanted to tell Mary that we were rooting for Minnesota last night at the football game, and they won. They came through. So that's what I wanted to convey, because we want Minnesota to be successful, especially as they implement the kindness clubs throughout. And Mary, one of the reasons I try to call you is that here in the San Diego area, one of our senior advisors is a fellow by the name of Carl Swetson. He was a former SEAL, which is a magnificent, so what an experience that he had while he was a SEAL. After he was retired, he became one of the leaders of the school. And up there, so he talked to the superintendent of the schools, and they're interested in seeing what they can do to establish the kindness clubs starting here in the San Diego area. So I'd like to put you two together, Mary, and I know that they've got the show is on here. Please give me a call after the show, and we'll see what we can do to kick it off here in Southern California. I want to follow the good things you have done, especially with your lovely young daughter there that 8 years old was influential in establishing the schools, the kindness clubs. Marvelous stuff.
You know, every year for Christmas, we do a special project, and it's something for her to give back. Like, we make Christmas decorations for, like, the senior home, things like that. Well, this year, she decided we're going to make little blankets for the first responders and firemen to hand out for people who are in car accidents and who...
And I'm on the radio show.
And have fires, and they have nothing to stay warm in, especially here in Minnesota in the winter.
Are those airplanes I hear, Mary?
That is background here. I'll mute it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it was Carl.
Sorry about that.
Driving or something. So Ariana, we do a special project for the community every year, and it's, you know, writing letters to seniors or something like that. Well, this year she's been on this first responder track, so she's going to help make blankets for the first responders and firemen to have in their cars. So when they go to a car accident or a fire and you don't have blankets to be warm, they'll have blankets they can take with them.
Okay. Bye. Bye, guys.
She never stops with ideas on how she can help others.
I'm sorry, Mary. We just had somebody come to the door delivering something. I had to put the phone down for just a minute.
That's okay. Okay, so, you know, Ariana does little projects throughout the community every year for Christmas, you know, writing letters to seniors, or sometimes we write them to the vet hospitals for people that are injured. This year, she decided she's going to make little blankets for people that and hand them out to the fire department, so that when they go on scenes for either car accidents or a fire, and you don't have a blanket to stay warm with while you're standing there, you have something to stay warm with, and you could just take them home with you, or take them with you.
Carl, are you still with us?
He just hung up.
He just hung up. Okay. So, Mary, if you want to continue on, that's fine. But if you like, we could just give me a call when it's convenient for you. I'll be standing by her. Do you have my phone number? Do you have my phone number?
Do you want me to call your office number or your home number?
Well, I have the cell phone or the office number, and I'm talking to you on the office, and that's Golden Rule Society, and that's the 437-4422, and that's the 619 area code we have.
Yep.
So if it's convenient, give me a buzz, and we can chat without worrying about people popping up to listen to the radio show, okay?
Okay, yeah. I really didn't have anything planned for today. It's just no one told me we were canceling it.
Well, I guess that Ron Clayton maybe didn't get the word out. So I called him this morning beforehand, and he says he's not going to be available. He says, yeah, we'll take the day off. I said, okay.
Works for me.
So I told, there you go. I tried to call you at home, left you a message, and then I said, well, maybe Mary had cranked up and started the radio show, and you did. So here we are.
I turned my phone off during the show. Otherwise, it just keeps going off and making noise.
I understand how that goes.
The phone don't ring
God
until after you're busy.
Yes. Well, give me a call when it's convenient for you, my dear. I'm standing by.
All right. I'll call you back in a couple minutes.
Okay. God bless. I'll see you then.
You too. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to end the show today, and we will pick it up on Monday. Have a good holiday. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.